I don't wear perfume, but you do. And it clings to me, subtle yet unmistakable when you leave. I smell you on my skin for hours, long into the working day, as I go about my business amongst people who have no idea of the glorious pleasure and pain you wreak on my body. Your nails, only just long enough to leave their burning traces on my back. Your hands so small, yet so fervent in their attentions, as you pin me to the bed between your legs in your angry little passion. Your weight not enough to hold me down if I weren't your willing prisoner. Yes, I let you take me, have me, punish me for your hunger and need. Use my body like it was made to be yours. You take my submission for granted, of course, but I give myself to you like I never have with others. I am weak for you. How could I resist you or pretend that I'm not instantly liquefied by the sight of you naked in my sheets? You own me then, and now too, as the memory of your lips on my clit devours me again. Those brazen lips that I thought I could only dream of kissing, drink from me and I melt, shiver, shake, moaning your name. Your satisfied smile shines with my wetness and I'm undone. Yes, I let you take me, have me, punish me for your hunger and need. I need so badly to please you. I lose myself in your scent, your juices, thrilling at the knowledge that tonight they pour forth for me. Your breasts fill my grasping hands and spill beyond them, nipples flush against my palms. So cruel to be slain by something so soft. Nothing matters but your pleasure now. I can't stop licking your hot, sweet slit. Your heavy breaths and whimpers answer my effort until I finally break you when you come, loud and sharp and sudden and deep. Your sounds make my body tremble and twitch as much as yours. How can I ever be enough for you? I serve you till you're spent and sleep with my cheek in the curve of your navel, dreaming of being your happy slave again and again. I can't wait for your fingers to wake me with urgent, fresh need.